Welcome everybody to our Divine Sunday service on the 21st of April 2024. Just a few Zoom rules before we begin. We will be recording parts of this evening, everything apart from the messages, and those recordings will be available as usual to download for free by going to the Sunday service page on the website where you clicked to join. There you can find previous Sunday service recordings, well worth a listen to for the meditations and the blessings and also the channeling, some of which of course will still be relevant today. If you want to record this evening, you're more than welcome to do so, but please remember that any recordings that you make are for personal use only and in no way, shape or form for resale purposes. There won't be any course notes readily available for this evening, but if you would like a copy of the prayer, closing blessing or the script for the meditation, please feel free to email Sue Little, who has agreed to administrate them for me. And the email address that you can use is edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. That's edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. But if you send any requests to me, I'll just either deal with them myself or pass them on to Sue and she'll sort them out for me. If you have any questions that arise, either from the channeling, the meditation, or from a message that you receive, you can send those questions to me, edwincourtney@googlemail.com, and I will answer them, of course, free of charge. Very happy to answer questions from workshops, lectures, Sunday services, and workshops for free, not a problem. Usually I'd ask you to go through the contact form on the website, but for a Sunday service, you can send those questions to me directly. I would suggest that you have a pen and pad to hand in case you want to make any notes about anything that happens to you in the meditation, or if indeed you do get given a message. If you do get given a message, I will need probably prompting about that message because I probably won't remember it after this evening. So if you've got a question, send it, but also just remind me what the gist of the message was, and that should jog my memory back into it. There'll be no question and answer moments this evening, as it's a service and not a lecture, and the service will last an hour with no break. So at the moment, you are all muted. This is how the majority, well, the entirety of the evening will run. It just screens out any background noises and prevents any chaos from reigning. Right, we're going to start with an opening prayer and we're going to go straight into the meditation. But I will ask you to open your eyes after we've done the prayer, because I want you to look at a particular image on the screen. We are going to be working with the Archangel Raphael this evening. And these are a few images that I cooked up today of the Archangel Raphael using my AI program. At the moment, I'm obsessed with an AI art program called Bing. It's part of the Microsoft world. You get 15 free goes a day, but you can sign in with multiple accounts in order to get more goes. And it does certain things fantastically well. It does really great texture in clothing, really great movement, really, really beautiful wings. Sometimes the men and the women look a little bit Barbie-ish, but I think of all the ones that I've tried so far, it's one of the better ones, to be honest, that I've used. So here are a few Raphaels that I had a go at today. I love this filigree kind of silvery tattoo that it's created on the angel's body and legs here. I think they're absolutely stunning. And we're going to be using one of these images for meditation in a moment, but not quite yet. So I want you to close your eyes, please. We're going to start with an opening prayer. I will put a little bit of music on in the background. I think, in fact, I'll pop that image back up on the screen because we are going to use it a little bit later on. So just get yourself nice and comfortable. Oh, let me just make sure I'm not going to deafen you. Volume. There we go. Oop. Oh, hold on. Okay. There you are. Right. I think we'll start. So close your eyes. Just take a few breaths. I'm going to start with an opening prayer and then we'll segue straight into the meditation. Just take a few breaths in and out. Make sure that you've got nice lower back support, shoulders are nice and loose and relaxed. Eyes closed and focus on the sound of my voice. I stand in the great, great silence, the heart of the great central sun, absorbed in the light of my presence, at last with its love, all one. I feel such a great calm power. A stillness no words can tell. A peace from the heart of creation. And I know that all is well. I pray for Earth's blessed children and freedom. I ask for all. I pour forth the love of my presence to answer their every call. I rest in this great light temple, in life's true silence supreme. I am its almighty splendor. The fullness of love's own stream. Light's presence, so all-pervading, overwhelms me with love's delight. The power and peace of its being are mine in this far, far height. Now keep your eyes closed. I'm just going to double check that we are all definitely muted up because I thought I heard some sounds squeaking through there. And I'm going to pop the image on the screen that I want you to have a little look at. So we're going to start with you focusing on this image on the screen. I'm going to put that music back on and then we're going to slip straight back into the meditation. The image should look slightly blurry. Created it in that way in order to help you engage with the energy of the picture, the energy coming through the picture. For me, these pictures can be used as icons, as gateways and windows and doorways to the realm and energy of the presence that we're connecting with. And sometimes when the picture's a little bit blurry, it helps us just to shift our focus so that we can connect better with the power that's coming through from the picture. So, a nice light gaze, please. The meditation that we're going to do is a self-healing meditation. A lot of us are in need right now. And of course, we must remember that we need to heal ourselves, get ourselves right before we can indeed hope to heal anybody else or the planet. So, this is a much needed, slightly selfish, personal meditation for healing. So you can place your hands over your heart if you want, or you can leave them relaxed on your lap. Gaze at the image of the Archangel Raphael, the angel of healing on the screen. And I'm going to ask you to say this invocation with me. Archangel Raphael, healer of God, Archangel of the East, Archangel of Spring, Archangel
of new beginnings. Let me feel the beam of your healing power. The light of your healing hands. Let it be taken to where it is needed most at this moment in time. Filling me as thy vessel with thy power of protection. Grace, love, and nurture. Allow your power to flow freely through me. Ever and always in love. Ever and always in accordance with the will of my higher self and the divine. And your will. Let this then be done. Let this then be so. So mote it be. Amen.
Close your eyes then now. And in a moment, we're going to chant together the Angel Rosary, the litany of healing angels under Raphael's command that aid him in this healing work and miracle. We will chant Raphael's name alongside the name of Asael, the angelic nurse, Zachariel, the angel of faith, and Hamied, the angel of miracle. And as we chant these names, I want you to allow the light of these mighty angels to shine down into you, filling you, surrounding you, their power flowing through you and out into your life, offering you all the healing that you need right now, all the love and care that comes from the divine. So open yourself to receive and chant these names with me. Raphael, Asael, Zachariel, Hamiel. 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 The light of the angels, permeating and penetrating every cell and molecule, every atom and particle of your energy and being. Gentle, subtle, potent, powerful, blinding light. The sun upon snow. The heart of a star. The white of milk and bone and chalk. dazzling, filling you and flowing out from you into every part of your life, into every space in mind and heart and spirit, cleansing and clearing, strengthening and calming, soothing and awakening, healing. Rest in the energy, rest in the chant, rest in the power and light, and open yourself to receive.
Rafia, Asia, Zacharia, Hamiad, Rafia, Asia, Zacharia, Hamiad, Raphael, Asia, Zacharia, Hamiad, Raphael, Asia, Zacharia, Hamiad, Raphael, Asia, Zacharia, Hamiad, Raphael, Asia, Zacharia, Hamiad. Now hear the words of the Divine as I bring forward guidance from the Archangel Raphael for us all. Transcendence is key for survival. Transcendence is not ignorance. It is not avoidance. It is not denial. It is lifting and expanding the consciousness above that which is small and contentious, that which is binary, that which is limited, that which is illusionary. It is taking wing
and soaring high into the sky, so that the problems of life, which can seem so overwhelming and all-consuming, can be seen from a higher perspective as the often small and sometimes insignificant things that they are. Liminal, tiny things in comparison to the enormity of all. Transcendence is achieved by connecting with the divine presence within, with the divine presence without, by raising vibration, expanding consciousness, increasing light quotient, affirming the divinity of your I am. It has been seen throughout time as a vertical process, ascending into heaven, leaving the earth beneath you as you rise into the celestial heights. In truth, it is an omnidirectional expansion that takes the consciousness through the differing dimensions which intercede with your own, but which exist on a finer level. It is a descent as much as it is an ascent. It is spreading the consciousness out horizontally as much as it is a rise. It is a diagonal expansion that takes the mind and heart and spirit out into the universe, into the farthest corners of reality. But the effects are the same. The ground falling away from beneath your feet. The sense of elation and liberation and freedom. The realization of light and truth. The guardian angel has the power to aid you, as does the divine, as do those archangels who serve the divine, establishing communion with the source. Melchizedek, Metatron, Sandalphon even. And the masters too can play their part. Petition these presences. Lean into the tools at hand. Clear quartz, blue topaz, kunzite, moldavite. Use affirmation, incense and essential oil. Let these tools and aids help you and set yourself free. Of course, you will need to return, but you will do so empowered, refreshed and strengthened, reoriented to truth. And although in time this new perspective will be marred and sullied, you will be able to once again dip your consciousness into the great infinite pool of light and truth that will shake it free and cleanse it from all sundry that it has absorbed and been exposed to. And this constant and consistent exposure to the light of the divine will result in an ever-increasing heightening of vibration and frequency, which will mean that every time you return to the world, you will be a little less of it, a little less heavily influenced by it. Your light, slippery and shining, unable to be besmirched by the dark untruth of the physical reality. Ritual, regularity, practice, and discipline is the key. Take yourself into the light. Set yourself free. Come to my open arms and let me heal and aid you here. In these times of turmoil and darkness, remember this and indulge yourself in this communion. I am the Archangel Raphael, and it is in love and light and truth that I gift these words to you. Remember them and use them wisely and well. Allow now then the energy that flows down into you to begin to ebb and flow and cease. Let the final remnants of its power absorb into your body, into your mind and heart and spirit. And as it does so, give thanks to the archangels of healing and bid them one by one hail and farewell. Take a few deep breaths. Breathe down through your legs, through your feet, into the earth, into the ground below, extending roots of light deep and wide. Breathe into the sacral and solar plexus centers of the body, centering yourself back into your physical form and your reality. Feel the chair beneath you, the ground beneath you, and take a few deep breaths. And when you're ready, in your own time, open your eyes and return. So don't forget that if anything came up for you in the meditation or as a result of the channeling, you can shoot me an email with any questions, and I will be indeed very happy to answer those for free. Before we move on to notices and then messages, just one final thing that I wanted to make reference to in regards to that meditation. Years and years ago now, I think it was for one of my birthdays, Andrew arranged for a balloon ride for me. I'd always wanted to go in a balloon ride. And so we went there and the balloon was inflated and we were all part and parcel of that. We all climbed into the basket. There were several people and off we went. And the most striking thing about it all for me was that I expected there to be a sensation of thrust, of being lifted off the ground, like being in an airplane. But it was quite different. It felt as if the ground was falling away from me. It felt as if the basket was still and the ground, the earth, was a trapdoor, and suddenly it fell away into the distance. It was the weirdest sensation, but it was so vivid that it etched a place in my mind, and I've often returned to it when I've tried to let go of things, that sensation of things falling away from me. And I think this is what this meditation, or rather what the words of the Archangel Raphael, when he talked about the importance of transcendence, conjure up, that when we move into the light, when we align ourselves with the divine, the world and all its troubles and cares and negativity and snares and traps and snags, they fall away from us and we are lifted into the light. So try and remember that and hold that in mind should you try and practice this transcendent art. And it might just help get you into the right mindset for moving into this higher and expanded space. A few quick notices then. So the new episode of my YouTube channel, Hide Spirits, has now dropped. You can check it out via the social media tab on my website, or you can go to it via YouTube. There's also links in my Instagram and Facebook pages. And if you do like it, please do remember to click and subscribe. The website, which was down yesterday because we were hacked, Andrew has now sorted it. It's taken him all day to get it up and running. He's had to reset it, which may mean that when you go back into it, even though you've already subscribed and are on our mailing list, it may ask you to subscribe again. Just ignore that. You will already be on the subscription if you've done it before. It's just that the website won't remember like it used to be able to because it's been reset. But everything should be fine now. It's a quite hairy, scary couple of hours whilst Andrew was trying to untangle this nasty little robot that was burrowing its way through our mailing list and starting to send out crazy emails to people. I will be sending out details regarding my next course, Magical Thinking, Working with the Magic of Sirius, towards the end of next week, possibly the beginning of the week after. But if you would like an advance flyer so you can get yourself a ringside seat, just shoot me an email and I will get one of those back to you through the email post. And then it will go out via the official channels. The next channeled evening, the Golden Age of Atlantis and Beyond, will be on Tuesday, the 23rd of April. And we'll be talking about the temples of healing and the temples of sight. And then we're having a little bit of a birthday break. My birthday is on the April the 30th. So we've taken a little bit of time off there. And that's where the end of this month looks a little bit of blank whilst Andrew and I go large in the kitchen and have a bit of a birthday bash. Okay, messages. So this is a divine service, which means that it's a service where you were given messages, which means I need to turn the recording off.